2 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's take it back right around a year ago. It was a Super Bowl Sunday when the Jets fired Aaron Rodgers. See, the Jets, and this was always my conspiracy theory all along when it came to this, I believe Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers had a falling out. And Woody Johnson didn't want Rodgers to be the quarterback anymore. Had nothing to do with production. He just wanted him out of here. And when it came to the head coaching search, part of the job was whoever took it had to fire Aaron Rodgers. Like, this job is not coming with Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to be the quarterback. I don't want him here. And I think in Woody's mind, if I hire Aaron Glenn, former player, a guy that's going to come in here, build the culture, build this program up, get the Jet players to stop tweeting, we're going to weed out an Aaron Rodgers who's bad for the locker room. There's so many leaks here. We're going to get rid of Rodgers. And you bring in Aaron Glenn and you make him look like the new sheriff in town. Rodgers flies out here on his own dime. They have a meeting that lasts 2 minutes. They say, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. It makes Aaron Glenn look like the good guy. It makes Aaron Rodgers look like yesterday's news. New sheriff in town, former player. The Jets are heading in the right direction. Fast forward basically a year later, and the Jets are picking second in the draft. Aaron Rodgers is going to the playoffs, a place the Jets have not been since the 2010 season, but 2011 as far as the year itself. And to me, it is the perfect example of why the Jets are so clueless and lost as a franchise. They are rebuilding. But did they need to rebuild? They had Aaron Rodgers in the building. They had Davante Adams on this team. They had Sauce. They had Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson. If you had kept Rodgers, kept Davante Adams, and tell me if you haven't heard me say this before. I don't know. I just said it a half hour ago about the Giants. If you had hired the right head coach, the Jets would be in the playoffs right now. We wouldn't be talking about whether or not Aaron Glenn should be fired after 1 year. We would be talking about the Jets and their upcoming wild card playoff game. But instead, Woody Johnson couldn't get along, this is me speculating, with Aaron Rodgers, so he had him shipped out of here. Davante Adams, no, we're the Jets. Aaron Rodgers is not good enough for us. But you know who Aaron Rodgers was good enough for? The Steelers, one of the best run organizations in the entire NFL. A team that dumped their quarterback, or both of their quarterbacks, and both of the teams here were dumb enough to sign him. The Jets said, ooh, Justin Fields. The Steelers don't want him. We'll take him. There's only one problem. He can't throw the football. So that's a bold strategy, Cotton, to sign a quarterback to throw the ball that can't throw the ball. And the guy that you didn't think could cut it, and a guy in Aaron Rodgers that you thought, oh, we're the Jets, we're too good for him. I mean, Aaron Rodgers can't be the quarterback here. We're going to dump him. Aaron Glenn's going to be the hero, the guy that's going to clean everything up here for gangrene. And you know who pounced on him, Aaron Rodgers? The Steelers. Mike Tomlin, an organization that knows what they're doing, an organization that has great coaching. And Aaron Rodgers basically put up the same numbers this year that he did last year. Now you're going to say, well, the Steelers' personnel, they're way better than the Jets. Are they? I mean, without DK Metcalf, they had no wide receivers. And yet somehow, someway, because of Mike Tomlin and that staff and that culture that you build with that type of head coach, you were able to win with Aaron Rodgers. Well, the Jets don't have that, Lugie, but they could have had it, had they hired the right coach, kept the quarterback, kept the star wide receiver, and completed their mission. Like, when you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you bring him in to make the playoffs and hopefully win a Super Bowl. The Jets have the longest drought of all four major sports teams. Again, not a hockey savant, but every single hockey team has made the playoffs since the Jets have. That means if the Atlanta Thrashers are still around, they've made the playoffs more recently. The Utah Woolly Mammoths, or whatever they call them in Utah, have made the playoffs more recently than Jets. Are the Hartford Whalers still around? If they are, they've made the playoffs more recently than the Jets. All the hockey teams, all the basketball teams, all the football teams, all the baseball teams. So yes, getting to the playoffs with 1 year with Aaron Rodgers meant something, and meant something to this fan base that now has to sit here and say, the head coach stinks, the GM stinks, we don't have the number one overall pick, we can't even trade up to the number one overall pick, and we are the worst team franchise in all of sports. And you know why you are? Because of decisions like getting rid of Aaron Rodgers, getting rid of Davante Adams, not hiring the right head coach. They had Mike Vrabel in the building. I'm not saying Vrabel would have came here. And I understand Pete Carroll, it's been a mess with the Raiders. Could Pete Carroll have worked here with Rodgers and Adams and Wilson and Hall and Williams and Gardner? Probably. And it would be a hell of a lot better than what you're dealing with now. And even if Rodgers rode off into the sunset, let's say the Jets, Rodgers was still on the team this year. They made the playoffs. They lost in the wild card round. Every single Jet fan listening to my voice right now would take that every day and twice on Sunday. Especially considering the mess that they're in right now. And do you trust? Okay, well, even with the right coaching, Aaron Rodgers is done, which is not true, by the way, because I heard that. Oh, he's done, he's shot. Is he? Because he's playing a playoff game this weekend. Well, Monday, technically. Are the Jets? They are not. Like, I fought with callers for months about this. Aaron Rodgers is done. He's shot. He stinks. Okay. Put him in the right situation with the right head coach, with the right team. Rodgers, Adams, a good coaching staff on the Jets would be in the playoffs right now. I believe that. Instead, picking second, 95% of the, speculating, you know, I'm conjecturing here, 95% of the fan base wants Aaron Glenn gone. They want Moogie gone. That's where you're at. And even if you're of the, hey, they needed to do this, they needed to rebuild, they needed to pull the plug on the Rodgers experiment, which, in my opinion, they didn't. Do you trust Glenn and Moogie to do the right thing here with the quarterback? Now, I don't think that they should suffer from all the mistakes previously made by Jets administrations. And that's why I think Aaron Glenn shouldn't be fired. Now, I don't know if Aaron Glenn's going to be Sean McVay, Mike Tomlin, Andy Reid. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think you can know after one season. You have to get, I don't want to say deserves, because that's, we're grown adults, men, like it's a job. It's not about deserving. It's more about, it's hard to evaluate a coach after 1 year properly. I think you need a larger sample size. So Glenn should be kept. There needs to be a larger sample size. You should be able to get your quarterback. Now, they brought in Fields. That was a mistake. But I don't think Aaron Glenn and Moogie had anything to do with Rodgers not being on this team. I think it was totally a Woody Johnson decision. Totally. And had Woody just stayed out of it, gotten the candidate that, not the best candidate, but the candidate that was right for the personnel that they had, which was a future Hall of Fame quarterback, a future Hall of Fame wide receiver, and a young core that you completely ruined, and basically the majority of them are not going to be here. Like, are any of them going to be around? Garrett Wilson. Is Breece Hall coming back? Why didn't you trade Breece Hall, by the way, now that we're on this topic? You traded all your young players away. Breece Hall's a free agent. You didn't trade him. You better re-sign him, because then otherwise, why'd you keep him around? You had this great young core that I heard everybody screaming about was so awesome, and Joe Douglas did a great job building this core. And all you needed was that quarterback and maybe some other veteran players, and you did that. You brought in Rodgers. You brought in Adams. And if you watch the Jets now 2 seasons ago when they fired Saleh and they brought, you know, Ulbrich in as the interim, or they promoted him as the interim. Much like the Giants this year, they were a victim of poor coaching. And the example, like, if this doesn't, now I don't, Woody, who knows if this will actually resonate with him. It probably won't, because the Jets probably think they're in this great position. Oh, look, you know, we did this. We have all this capital. We're going to draft a quarterback. We're going to do all these great things. But maybe, just maybe, Woody Johnson sits there and goes, damn, you know what? We could be right where the Steelers are right now. Because Aaron Rodgers had a very similar year in 2025 that he had in 2024. And it was a mess with the Jets, and it wasn't a mess with the Steelers. And that has all to do with Tomlin and culture. But Mike Tomlin is not the only head coach that can give you that. Could Ben Johnson have given you that? Now, maybe Ben Johnson didn't value that. He wanted the younger quarterback. I'm just throwing names out there. Vrabel perhaps was always going to New England, but maybe Mike Vrabel walked in that room and said, boy, I can get Aaron Rodgers? Sure, great, let's go with that. And Woody's like, nah, but this, like, this is another reason why you don't get rid of Aaron Glenn. The Jets are not an appealing job. And I understand if you're a coordinator, it's an opportunity, so you're going to want to take that, but would you? Or would you rather stick around for another year with the team you're on, and then when another job opens up, you take that? Like, this idea that the Jets are an appealing job when you stripped away Aaron Rodgers is outrageous. But if you were a guy that said, oh, wow, I have a future Hall of Fame quarterback. I think he still has a lot left in the tank. We have a star wide receiver here, Adams. We can bring him back. Look at this young core of players that have underperformed, bad coaching. Instead, they fired Aaron Rodgers. The Jets were too good for Aaron Rodgers. And we're sitting here now, a little less than a year later. Jets won, whatever, 3 games, picking second. And Rodgers and the Steelers are going to the playoffs. Is that not just... But it's not because the Jets are cursed. Well, Evan and Joe are cursed. We know that. But Evan and Joe don't have to be... It's not Beauty and the Beast. Like, Evan doesn't have to be a candle the rest of his life. Joe doesn't have to be a clock the rest of his life. Somebody can come along to break the curse. Rodgers was that guy. But you screwed it up. And you booted him out the door, and you fired him. And now, where are you? Nowheresville. All right, coming up in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to give you a trade idea for the Jets and a coach out there that I think that would be a good hire for them as an offensive coordinator. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie after hours here, Lugie in the late night. Let's go to Jim in Staten Island. What's up, Jimmy?
How you doing?
Good, what's happening?
First of all, to quote a little Nicky thing, what Aaron Rodgers did today, he put a giant pineapple into the Jet organization today. He jammed a pineapple into the whole organization. Because Mike Tomlin's never going to go there. Because he's never going to put up with it. He didn't put up with anything that Aaron Rodgers did while he was with the Jets. Aaron Rodgers came there, humbled himself, and showed how good he can be with a good coach.
Well, Jim, you brought up a point there.
Crap.
Yeah, well, that's a great point that I think you're making here. And I didn't mention it, but it's important. The Jets, and I understand it, but they can't be this way. They can't be the desperate guy or girl waiting all night for the person to call them. They allowed Aaron Rodgers to do whatever he wanted, whether he's riding a camel in Egypt or going on with Pat McAfee.
Yes.
Where the Steelers said, you got to get with the program. But guess what, Jim?
Yes.
And I'll let you finish. Rodgers got with the program because everybody said, well, Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to get with the program. No, he noticed that the Jets were suckers and that he could run, you know, it's summer camp and Robert Saleh is a total boob. And Woody Johnson is just whatever, out to lunch. And the fan base and franchise is so desperate for anything that he could come here and do whatever. Where the Steelers, it doesn't fly there. But it goes back to what I said. It goes back to what I said. Well, Jimmy was keep talking himself. What it goes back to, Jimmy, is that had the Jets this past offseason, had Woody Johnson identified what the big issue was with this team, and that was leadership at the top, We need a supreme leader at the top, not the Dave Clark five.
He brought in a loser.
I don't know about.
Let me give you a for instance.
But Jimmy,
from
hold
today's
on
game.
Jimmy, give me what back, yes. Jim.
Go ahead.
Here's the problem with today's game. I don't think that's fair at this point to crush Glenn for today's game. I would say more earlier in the year. I think it just went off the rails late in the year. Is he a great head coach right now? No.
Absolutely not.
Would I fire him after a year? No,
yes.
I would. No, I wouldn't.
What?
Jim,
let me
who's going to take the job if Aaron Glenn gets fired? Who in their right
you
mind
know what?
Would coach this
you
game?
Know, do you know what? I would rather have Bart Scott come in and coach the Jets. Because you know what? You'd get tough guys that are willing to fight. I seen a guy playing in the Jets backfield today wearing a fanny pack, warming his hands after he got burnt twice. No defensive back or linebacker wears a fanny pack to warm their hands. No defensive player does that. They're supposed to be tough guys. He's a defensive coordinator. He's allowing wimps and wusses to roam the backfield. They can't tackle. You know what? My mother's been dead for 20 years, and she could have picked up 45 yards rushing today.
It was embarrassing, and the last couple weeks have been embarrassing, Jim. Here's the biggest issue against Aaron Glenn, if you do want to fire him. Aaron Glenn is a defensive-minded coach, obviously a defensive coordinator with the Lions. He was a corner in the league, so he's a defensive guy. And the Jet defense this year was hideous. I don't know how you don't record one interception in a season. Like, by dumb luck, you would pick somebody off. Like, just by pure something, a tip ball, anything. The Jets didn't have one interception all year. This defense has never recovered from Bobby Saleh getting fired. And I was all for it. Like, I think Robert Saleh, he might get another opportunity because the Jets are so toxic that a franchise may or an owner may say, you know what? Boy, nobody can win there. We're going to give Saleh another chance. But to me, watching him as the head coach of the Jets, he always looked like a defensive coordinator masquerading as a head coach. That being said, the Saleh defenses overall were very good. And since Saleh has left, the defense has sucked. And you bring in a defensive coordinator like Glenn or a defensive-minded guy to fix that, to get it back on the right track, and he did not do that. So to me, that's the, if you want to fire him, that's like the biggest smoking gun for me is that, where is the defense? Can't get nuts about today. I mean, off the rail, season's over, it is what it is. I know you want to see tough guys, and I don't know what you have against. I mean, fanny packs have kind of made a comeback here. That was always a thing like in the 90s, like the wrestlers. Like, wrestlers always had fanny packs because they travel a lot. They keep things in their fanny pack. I had a Darkwing Duck fanny pack back in the day. Darkwing Duck. Look it up. You know, did I wear it around a lot? No, you could get beat up for wearing something like that. So I wouldn't say I wore it all the time, but like my mom got it for me. So what am I going to say? You know, listen, Toots, don't get me this. Not that I'd call my mom Toots, but I'd say, listen, you know, what am I going to do with this fanny pack? I'm not putting it on. But I don't know why. I don't think the players keeping their hands warm has anything to do with the Jets. I like the creativity in the take. And you don't hear the word wuss as much anymore. So I appreciate you bringing up the word wuss because it's not a word often used. It's kind of gone away. I don't think it's been canceled, but I just think it's a word that people don't use anymore. But Aaron Glenn absolutely needs to get this defense going, which perfect segue to my trade idea for the Jets. You have all these picks. You have, caller's word, not mine. It's a couple of wussies on defense. You want to bring in a guy that can change a lot of your culture on defense? Max Crosby. He's obviously had a falling out here with the Raiders. They were doing everything they can. I wish the Giants followed, you know, suit with that and mirrored what the Raiders did. But the Raiders put him on ice. And Vegas said, you know what? You're hurt. And Max is like, I'm not hurt. I want to play because that's the kind of guy he is. And that's the kind of football player he is. And that's the kind of football player you'd want on your team, especially defensively. Still in his late 20s, I believe. One of the best pass rushers in the league. The Jets need a major jolt at defense and on defense. So I'm not saying I'd mortgage all my picks, but I would be on the phone tomorrow because there are reports out there right now that Crosby could be on the block, the falling out. Jets trade for Max Crosby. You need defensive players. And to me, he's the right guy with the right personality that could come in here and be, you know, a real leader on this defense. Now, as far as the coach that I would hire, this guy I'm about to mention, I don't think is a good head coach. And I think that was proven out. But I believe that he can develop quarterbacks. I believe the guy I'm about to mention can be a really good offensive coordinator in the NFL. He's certainly proven himself to be that, developing Josh Allen, for identifying Jackson Dart and certainly helping him in his early stages of his career. And that man's name is Brian Daboll. If I'm the Jets, I would hire Brian Daboll as my offensive coordinator. At some point, you're drafting a quarterback, whether that's this year or you're just going to go through this again next year and take Arch Manning or go a different route than quarterback this year. But ultimately and eventually, the Jets are going to identify, select a young franchise quarterback. And you're going to need the right mind to mold that kid into hopefully a great QB and your franchise quarterback. Now, I didn't like Brian Daboll as a head coach. I think he was in way over his head. And it was another example of coordinators, great ones, don't always equal great head coaches. But to me, Daboll, and everything you read, wants to get back in the game as a coordinator. That's the guy I'd be on the phone with. Like the Raiders, there's a report, Flores and Daboll could be heading to Vegas. Brady loves him. Well, don't allow them to, and not obviously Mendoza, and I get it, Daboll would want to get his hands on Mendoza, but I would absolutely pick up the phone, try to bring him in here, and try to convince him that this is the place to be. Because you're going to need the right guy to mold that quarterback. Because Aaron Glenn was brought in here as a defensive guy, change the culture, change everything. He hasn't done that, but that was the reason you brought him in here. You need the right OC to develop that quarterback. Let's go to Alan in Long Island. What's up, Alan?
Tommy, break a leg.
Well, hold on.
You know something?
Wait a minute. Now, hold on a second, Alan. I don't know something. I don't necessarily love that term, but is that your way of congratulating me on my new gig here?
Of course.
Is it? All right.
That means go out there and be great and successful in your new endeavors there.
Now, Alan, we can do this my way or we could do this your way, which is fine. Now, you know, Alan, if that's your real name, that I like it more when we mix it up a little bit and have fun. Like there's people, Alan, or you're Alan today, but when you're Kenny and other names, that think that I don't know what's going on and you're pulling the wool over my eyes. That's not really the case. I'm trying to have fun with me, but Alan, you always pull the eject button. And we all know what that ejection button is. Like when you see there's danger, you hit the eject button, you get out of there. So that's your way, or we can do it my way. So it's really up to you. I don't mind. I'm feeling froggy here at 326. And if you are, jump. That's all I'm saying.
No, let's have some fun. You know something?
Yeah.
Like one time, yes. Lou Piniella said that.
No, why do you really, always Lou go Piniella to Lou Piniella? You always go to the Lou Piniella. Because isn't there anybody more recent that you could go to, Alan? I'm using air quotations. Why can't you go to someone else?
Because this is the only evidence is the only evidence I have.
But there's nobody
Lou
like...
Lou Piniella said...
But what about...
He said that...
Hold on. Hold on a second, Alan. But what about... who was that coach? Wasn't there a coach in the 70s in baseball with Buchanan was his last name? No, maybe not.
Billy Martin.
Yeah.
But Lou Piniella said that Ricky Henderson was jaking it. So there's a potential that players do tank, right? Isn't there? That's what he said. It's all on the record. And,
I have no doubt that player. I think again, Alan, the people don't like the word tanking because it has a negative connotation. But if we were to put a softer phrase on it, and we were to dress it up a little bit, if we were to channel Walt Disney talking about Epcot, where we're building for a brighter tomorrow, nobody would get mad. Tiki wouldn't get mad. Boomer wouldn't get mad. Recco wouldn't get mad. Nobody would get mad because we'd have that phrase that would be a lot softer. We just haven't discovered it yet, but we're on that quest, Alan.
Yes, we have the term.
We do? Who has it?
Bench the team. Get a t-shirt that says bench the team. That's all.
No.
That's it. Bench the team. Just the day it happened this Sunday. Look at all the points. Look at Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Josh Allen took one snap. He ran out of there because of the Jet defense.
Alan,
he ran away.
Can we just get to the good part here where you do the thing, please?
Go Buchanan, baby. Go Buchanan, go.
Jeez. The Go Buchanan people love me. And that's why I said we could either do it my way or your way. Now, the Buchanan people, they love to call me and they give me the, you know, everybody's going to get hit in the face with a loogie and a Lou Piniella thing and you say words wrong and I'm a mad dog this and mad dog that. And I sniff it out. The internet doesn't think I sniff this out. Like the you know, the Giants fan XO16_11 thinks that Allen, quotations, pulls the wool over my eyes. No. I'm a generational talent. I'm the future of the radio station. I know what's going on. I just want to play along with it because I do think Allen is funny. But the Go Buchanan stuff is just it's the ejection. It's like if you're on a date, and I know Al's in the car right now, so he'll love this one. If you're on a bad date, there are a lot of people, guys and girls, that tell their friends, listen, if I text you like a code word when I'm on this date, call me. And then we're going to pretend like, I don't know, my uncle passed away or something like that because it's the ejection button. So for the Go Buchanan people, the ejection button, when they see like it's not going anywhere, they do the Go Buchanan, Go Buchanan, Go Buchanan, Go Buchanan. That's the text word that you send to your friends like, yo, this date kind of stinks. Like, she is not really down with the NYS, which is the New York split. I mean, really, it's 2025. I got to pay for you? Are you serious? We can't go split on this? Little split ski? Little New York split? NYS? Or whatever, she's got bad breath or something like that, which is really inexcusable if you think about it. I mean, I guess you could have halitosis, but ideally, you know, look good, smell good, fresh breath. These are the basics. There's no excuse for it. But we did it my way. Next time, we could do it your way. You could call up as Kenny. I know that's another one you call up as. And we could do it your way. That's fine. We could be Peter Griffin and the Chicken and Family Guy. That's fine. A never-ending battle. I'm game for it. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Ron in Chester. What's up, Ron?
Loogie.
Yo, what do you hear? What do you say? What's going on?
Good show. You're really dancing, man. Listen, the name I came up with for the alternative name for tanking, strategic forfeit.
The problem, Ron, is the word forfeit.
Yeah, I kind of knew that. Yep. And I was trying to come up with different words for forfeit, but there wasn't really anything that fit, you know. But I thought of strategic forfeit or technical forfeit. But anyway, you know, everybody is annoyed at the Giants, you know.
Hold on a second. We'll get to the Giants in a second there.
Okay.
Ron, so I looked it up. So other words, the forfeit. So we have waive, commit. Renounce, that's not bad.
Entrust. Yeah, they abandon, give up, they said, you know.
Forsake? Maybe we can strategically forsake our present for a brighter, bolder tomorrow.
Oh,
now, who's going to yell about that? Who's going to get mad if that? The Giants aren't tanking. They are forsaking their present for a brighter, bolder future. Who's going to get mad at that?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Bit of
yeah.
A word salad, though, but we'll get it there.
You know, watching the players today. You know, I just want to make one point.
Sure.
You know, I feel like it's psychologically bad for the players, for the team, to intentionally throw a game. It's like, you know, when the players, when they were scoring all those points and Jackson Dart was, you know, doing what he does and they put up over 30 points. I mean, they were all like that. That's a better way to end the season, you know, just from their point
of
view.
Yeah, but Ron, I don't think it has any carryover. That's my thing. Jackson Dart, the Giants, the guys that'll be around for the future, winning a meaningless game against the Raiders, a meaningless game against the Cowboys, will have zero carryover into next season. Getting the number one overall pick meant everything. It gave the Giants a golden opportunity. The world would be in their hands because you look at the Jets, and they have all these picks, and it would have allowed the Giants to move out of number one overall, get the Jets picks. You could now build around Jackson Dart. You could fill in the pieces that you need, another wide receiver, somebody in the secondary. That's what made this so unique. You have the franchise quarterback, but you also had the ability to get the number one overall pick, and all you had to do was lose out. That, to me, was more important. The losses, getting the first pick, getting those picks from the Jets, building your roster would mean more for the success of this franchise and this quarterback than winning two meaningless games. 5 years from now, if Jackson Dart is hoisting the Lombardi Trophy and he's getting ready to go to, you know, Disney World with a hot blonde, and he gets asked by an interviewer, Jackson, what led to this victory in the Super Bowl? There's no shot that Jackson Dart is going to say, well, remember back in 2025 when we beat the Raiders and the Cowboys? That really propelled us. Stop. And, oh, well, we beat the Cowboys. This is also what I heard from fans. Well, we finally beat the Cowboys. Get lost. We didn't. The Cowboys laid down their sword. They benched Prescott at halftime. They didn't care. And their defense is pathetic. Russell Wilson threw for like 500 yards against them. The Cowboys quit. They didn't care. And the Raiders are trying to lose. So really, what are we talking about here? Nothing. You're not building a culture. The way the Giants build a culture is by hiring a CEO, the right adult in the room, which is, for me, Mike McCarthy. And if Mike McCarthy is the Giants head coach next year, they win 10 games because of McCarthy. And if you had the number one overall pick and you would have traded it for more assets and more players that you could put in here, top-level players, that's what's going to build the culture and get the Giants back to the playoffs. Not beating the Raiders and Cowboys in games that are meaningless. So can we all please get back to reality and understand what's going on right now? Like, I'm not part of the problem. I'm part of the solution. All right, after hours, Loogie in the late night. The number's 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. And right now, the Fan Focus, it is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. The Knicks are in Detroit tonight, believe it or not, for me, I'm still getting used to these overnights, that is later tonight. The Knicks are in Detroit tonight to take on the Pistons. The Pistons are atop the East right now, and believe it or not, this is the first time the Knicks have played them this year. It's a rematch from last season's first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Knicks have lost three games in a row, including two at the Garden, which is surprising considering how well they've played at MSG this year. Josh Hart, he's been out for the last few games, and the Knicks have missed him a lot. Now, I expect, personally, the crowd in Detroit to be very hyped. To me, this is a game that they have likely circled since the preseason, sort of get their lick back from the Knicks eliminating them last year. The Knicks can certainly use a win to get out of the recent funk they have been in. All right, we'll get back to the calls on the softer phrase for tanking. More on the Giants, on the Jets. We'll open up the conversation a little bit to a report that I heard from Jordan Renan earlier in the day about a name that could be brought in here as an offensive coordinator for the Giants that I think is very interesting and could be telling as far as where the Giants are leaning to hire as far as their head coach. So again, we'll get to all that now, and I got you till 5 a.m. with the warm-up show. Al and Jerry coming your way at that time. 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer at Lugie After Hours. 3:41 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
After Hours here on The Fan. Look, the Ravens-Steelers game was a classic. It was a great game. It was the best game of Week 18. But the NFL are such pigs, and they really do deserve this. Week 18 stinks. It does. 95% of the games don't matter. The two games that really matter, they put on Saturday. So it's like they can't just have Sunday. Now they need to have Saturday. They couldn't have 17 weeks. They need 18 weeks. They can't just play on Thanksgiving. They have to play on Christmas. Now, I am not speaking for myself here because I am a person that doesn't have children. Now, we'll be getting a cat in a couple weeks, Gideon, and my wife, are looking forward to it. A Persian teacup cat. And this friggin' dope better not keep me up when I get home because my hours are now all over the place. We got an automatic kitty litter. I don't want to deal with it. You know, the whole reason I'm getting you is because you're like a roommate. Again, I don't want to offend the cat people, but that's the deal. I don't have children. And my wife and I, we were on a little bit of a loose ship. For those that have kids, responsibilities, all these things to do, but are football fans, and they want to watch these games, you need Saturday, you need Sunday, you need Monday. You have wild card weekend. Now it's super wild card weekend. There's a game on Monday night. There's a game, the three games Sunday, the two games Saturday. And in a lot of ways, they water down their sport because when you get to week 18, it's like third string quarterbacks going up against third string quarterbacks. The product stinks. Yes, we got a great conclusion, but we had to watch, you know, 12 episodes of a horrible TV show to get to the series finale tonight. Why do we need the games on Saturday? Could we just take the Bucks-Panther game and Seattle and 49ers and put them on Sunday? So we have less horrible games on Sunday? But no, the NFL are pigs, period. That's it. And they are gluttonous, and they can't take a step back. They always take a step forward. And we, as football fans, we put fuel to the fire. Like no other sport could get away with this. None. But because it's the NFL, we can't help but put our fannies on the couch and consume it. And it's not just the games. Like we love the games, obviously, for the action and, of course, fantasy and gambling. And I know that's not for everybody, but that's a big part of the success. We as football fans love everything about the NFL and we'll watch it. There are guys that wear spandex, run around cones, and throw football through tires, and millions of people watch it. They call it the combine. There is an event where players awkwardly walk across a stage and awkwardly hug the commissioner. They call it the draft. Millions of people watch it. Because if you slap the NFL tag on it, we watch it. No matter what. Well, it's the NFL. Gotta watch the NFL. It's the NFL. We are so programmed for that. So where does it end, and when does it end? Again, I'm not speaking for myself because I have the ability, number one, I could tell my wife. She's always big on another game. Like one time I was watching the Red Zone channel, and she goes, Thomas, because again, she calls me Thomas. And like I said, Thomas, is there a Roman numeral after my name? Am I wearing coral pants? Why are you calling me Thomas? Call me Tom or Tommy or Lou Gower. That's fine. We do have the same last name now. She goes, while I'm watching the Red Zone channel, she goes, can you help me next commercial break? I said, sure, no problem. Loose ship, don't have a lot of responsibilities. So for me, I can watch the games. And I tell her, look, I know there's a lot of games, but I got to watch Florida versus the Citadel at 1 in the morning. I just have to for my job. And she mostly buys it. But that's not for everybody. Not everybody can get away with that. And you always want to win the war. Trust me on that. That's a little pro tip. So you give up some battles. But the NFL makes it difficult for everybody because all these games on Christmas, all these games on Thanksgiving. At some point, and I really believe this. I do. This is not hyperbole. I think we will get to the point in our lifetimes where there is an NFL game on every single day of the week across 75 different streaming platforms. We will see that day. That will happen. Because look at all, you don't put the toothpaste back in the tube. And what happens is you get three, like all this oversaturation. What ends up happening? Bad games on Christmas. Horrible week 18. You know they're going to want to add another week. Oh, we're going to stretch out the football season. That way, and this has always been my favorite one. You know, people really need off the day after the Super Bowl. Seriously? Why? The game ends at 9. You can't get up the next morning to go to work? I don't want to get into all my ventures here, but you know, a long time ago, I used to work with then Boomer and Carton. Of course, now it's Boomer and Geo. But I was the, I don't even know what I was at that point. I mean, they probably thought I was an intern, but I was getting paid, barely. And I would get breakfast and do stuff for Boomer and Craig. And I would cut up audio for Jerry. You know, there were nights where I would just go out and come into work. Yeah, I always did my job somewhat professionally. You're telling me you can't watch the Super Bowl? Go home, go to bed, and go to work at 9 a.m.? We have to have it on President's Day weekend? Get lost. Seriously. Like, please. Especially now, a Monday could be just a Zoom day from your couch in your underwear and a bathrobe. But it's the NFL. And no matter what they do, we follow suit. And we love it because it is a great sport and it is number one. We all know that. But a lot of sports are number one and they fell to the bottom. But I'm sitting there watching today and I'm like, this stinks. Week 18 stinks. They get bailed out because of the Ravens-Steelers game was phenomenal, a classic, best game of the year, arguably. But overall, when does it end? Like I said, I think in our lifetime, there will be a football game on every single NFL game. Because obviously with college, if you follow the MAC, they got Tuesday night games, college football, but it's a little different. Because one's college, one's the pros, I understand that. But I believe at some point in our lifetime, there will be an NFL game on every single night of the week across multiple different streaming platforms. And I'm not even one of these streaming platforms people. You know what I mean? Like, I understand it, Uncle Louie, Aunt Rose, they can't figure it out. We're sharing passwords, whatever we're doing. That's fine. Yeah, help out your aunt. I mean, my mom probably still has a DVD player. You live with it. That's not my biggest concern. It's more just the games themselves and the amount of them and the way they're allocated to us. Less sometimes can be more. Less can be more. And we didn't need a Week 18. We don't. We don't need it. Get rid of it. It's pointless. It's horrible. The games suck. You get to the point of, the Cowboys benched their quarterback in the second half today. Why? Because they don't want to play games. They're probably like, oh, enough of this. And they probably want to screw the Giants while they're at it. Which I can't blame them. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We've talked about a lot of things today, including why the Giants had, and why I'm upset about this, the Giants had the world in their hands and they screwed it up. The goal, the mission, was to lose out here these last two games, get the number one overall pick, trade it. Maybe this was just my vision. That's why I would have relaxed in Jackson. I know I was the start Dart guy for a while, but I was the relaxed in Jackson guy over the last couple weeks because I think Jackson Dart should have sat. I would have played Russell Wilson against the Raiders. I would have played Russell Wilson against the Cowboys. Like, we know why Russell Wilson wanted to be on the Giants. We've seen it play out. He wanted to go to SummerSlam. He wanted to be on stage with Ryan Seacrest New Year's Eve. He wanted to go to Knick games. You paid him all this money to do all that stuff, to live out a dream of being a celebrity in New York. Well, Joe Shane would have looked brilliant if overall the master plan was to bring Russell Wilson in at the end of the season, play him, and to lose these games and get the number one overall pick. Like, I've seen all I needed to see from Jackson Dart. He didn't look like a rookie all year long. I think he's the next-rate quarterback in the league. He has all the measurables, both physically as a quarterback and personality-wise. Like, I want my quarterback dating hot blondes. I don't know what you want your quarterback doing. I personally want my quarterback dating hot blondes, which is what he does. That's what I need. And paint the face, which is a nod to Anakin Skywalker. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I mean, you had me at hello. Nothing that I saw over the last two games, or nothing I think Jackson Dart learned over the last couple games, is going to matter down the line. What two meaningless wins. What was meaningful was losing and getting the number one overall pick. But the Giants screwed that up. Let's go to Franco in Staten Island, the Shaolin Land. What's up, Franco?
Hey, Tommy. How are you? Good. And congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about, I was at the Minnesota Vikings game, and what I saw was a Jackson Dart who was kind of depressed because he didn't have that same fire. Why? Because he's a running quarterback. He has a lot of energy, and now he's facing the Minnesota Vikings defense, and it just took the whole personality out of him. But the Giants screwed up the whole tanking plan. You had the perfect plan, Tommy.
Well, Franco, before you finish, and you say that I'm perfect, which we'll definitely get to, the game against the Pats and the game against the Vikings, the Giants, and maybe it was a Kafka call, maybe he got told by upper management, I don't know, or by, you know, Shane, something like that. They definitely put the training wheels on Jackson Dart. They either didn't want the discourse on this station or social media if he got hurt again, but they did a vanilla game plan. You're right. Dart did not have the same spark. He did not have the same enthusiasm. And running, when he uses his legs, is a big part of that. Like, that's what fuels him. Like, Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo, when they were energizing this team and they beat the Chargers and they beat the Eagles and that reckless abandon, that's what makes those guys great. So if you're going to just put, and I said that at the time, I'm like, if you're going to not allow Jackson Dart to be the quarterback that he is as far as running and all that, then don't play him. What's the point? Because what's he learning? And you're right. In those two games, they were either afraid of the discourse, and that's why they should have either sat him down for the rest of the year. Not that I wanted to see that at the time, especially when we were around the Lions and Patriot game, but certainly at the end of the year, as you said, my perfect plan, just put him on the bench, lose the games. It is better for Dart and this team to lose than it is to win, because it's not culture building. It's not going to have any carryover. It means nothing. It certainly means nothing long term. What does mean something long term is having the number one overall pick and dealing it to the Jets for all their picks.
Exactly right. And, you know, what happened is...
No, it's okay. It's okay, Franco. Now, we can let it rip here, but there's certain things that you just... And you, by the way, your description of the Raiders, spot on. I mean, that was an accurate word. It's just a word you can't use here. Does that make sense? Capiche?
It's a bad defense.
And you know what, Franco?
And they made Max Crosby sit out, right? So the Raiders got the message. The Giants didn't get the message.
No, you're right. The Raiders understood the assignment. The Giants did not. Let's go to Carol in Virginia. What's up, Carol?
Hey, Lukey. Congratulations on the new show.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm a displaced Long Islander, lifelong Giant fan, 5 decades behind me with it. I watch the Combine, so as a female, I'm very rare.
You're watching the guys in spandex run around cones. Yeah, that's really what the Combine is. I mean, they're throwing balls through tires. I mean, you know, you could tell what they're working with. I mean, it's really, that's all it is. I mean, it's not really like, I appreciate the actual event and you being a fan of it. But do you actually like the Combine, or is it just because it's the NFL and you love everything NFL?
I I don't love everything NFL necessarily. I do love everything Big Blue. I watch the Combine to figure out what our prospects are, what looks good going ahead. So I watch the NFL more like a man than a woman. That's all I can tell you. So believe
Carol,
me or not.
But Carol,
anyway,
what I would say is, though, And I appreciate the call. I don't know what you're learning from the Combine. Again, it's dudes in spandex running around. I don't think you learn a lot. I think it's another thing what the NFL just shoves down our throat. Look, it's the Combine. It means so much. Does it? I think it's just we are football fans and we can't get enough of it. And we'll watch a game in Brazil on a Friday night. We'll watch the draft. We'll watch the Combine. And then you get to it's like baseball and it's like, really? It's Memorial Day. I could probably go do something. You know what I mean? Where it's football, it's like, oh, crap. How do I carve out enough time to watch the games? 888-808-1019 is the number to call. After hours here, Lugi in the late night. King George is in the Bronx. What's up, King George?
Live long and prosper. Mm-hmm. Have a good January and February so you can march on through. And your Tommy Lugauer, your show is so great that you make your competitors sigh.
Oh, they're quivering in fear. No, they're just, the competitors are, they're scared. They know. They understand what's going on here. The future is now, generational talent, the guy. I mean, that's really what we're dealing with here. The competitors are scared. They're worried. They're nervous. They know that it's over for them. But that's fine. I mean, listen, everybody has their time in the sun. And then, you know, you come along and that's it. It's over. But I appreciate that. King George, it seems like I was going to ask you who died in Major King. I had a whole like thing worked out for you, but I am up against it. And you had your own thing. So I really was allowing you to do your shtick, as it were. And then I just kind of dotted the I's and crossed the T's. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugi in the late night here, after hours. We'll get back to your calls on the Giants, on the Jets, our quest for a softer phrase for tanking. And we will, you know, sort of reset. I'll give you my candidate that I want for the Giants and to be their next head coach. All that coming up right here on The Fan.